The Power of Henkel.
The Power of Henkel podcast is here to provide useful information to help simplify the somewhat complex world of adhesives development and application. I'm Laura, your host, and today's episode is all about simplicity and how to protect electronics with an easy three-step process using hot melt materials. Our guest today is Henkel application engineer Johan Schilling, and he is an expert in the protective materials world, so we are delighted to have him join us. Johan, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Laura. Happy to join you and our listeners today.
Great. We have previously spoken with your colleague, Chris McKeels, on this podcast before, and we discussed various protective materials. We talked about potting, conformal coating, encapsulants, etc. But we thought that low-pressure molding deserved a bit more of an in-depth discussion, so that's why we're here today. As far as encapsulation materials go, I think there's probably a pretty broad awareness in the market of potting and maybe of conventional injection molding. But low-pressure molding is different, and it may not be as well-known or as well-understood. So could you briefly give us an overview of the materials and the process?
Sure. Henkel's low-pressure molding materials, which Henkel markets under the Technomelt and Loctite brands, are mainly polyamide hot melts that are used for a wide variety of applications. Low-pressure molding can be used to protect all kinds of electronic components against moisture, chemical exposure, and high temperatures, for example. Therefore, you find typical applications across all industrial segments like automotive, cable and connectors, lighting, and medical. The materials in their hardened forms can be shipped and stored easily, typically as pellets. The process is similar to plastic injection molding. It provides fast production cycles, but without the high injection pressure, which is necessary to process traditional plastic materials, and which would damage the electronics. The part to be overmolded is placed into a mold and into a low-pressure molding machine. The Technomelt materials are melted and injected into the mold at lower temperature and lower pressure compared to traditional injection molding. And this makes it ideal for delicate parts, especially for electronics where dimensions can be in the microns.
Yeah, I mean, as things are becoming more miniaturized, it actually sounds like an ideal option. And for a lot of applications, it may even be easier than other approaches. Do you think that's true?
Yes, that's true. It's a very easy process, just as 1, 2, 3, quite literally. It is a three-step process. Place the part in the mold, melt and inject the material, cool in seconds, and it's done. You have an encapsulated part.
So then why wouldn't you use Technomelt? It sounds a lot easier than conventional injection molding or potting.
For certain applications, I honestly don't know, as the low-pressure molding process is very effective and in some cases more protective because it doesn't damage small sensitive parts. Certainly, there are products that require the material properties of hard plastic housings or a very short cycle time of traditional injection molding. On the other hand, potting or conformal coating can be more appropriate when it comes to extreme temperature, resistance and durability. But Technomelt is suitable for many, many applications, And plus, in most instances, the molded part is waterproof, provides electrical insulation, is resistant to vibration and impact, and protected from most chemicals or corrosion. Additionally, it can also be applied selectively to only certain areas of the part if needed.
Okay, and I assume there's multiple different formulations for various applications. So could you maybe explain to the listeners what some of the differences in Technomelt materials are?
Definitely. The materials differ, for example, regarding the softening point, the application temperature, the viscosity, the UV resistance, the cold flexibility, the hydrolysis resistance, and the ability to bond to different substrates. For example, for an outdoor application, you would need to go for a UV-resistant grade. In an application with high temperature and humidity, a hydrolysis-resistant grade would be selected. To be clear, Henkel doesn't make the equipment or the molds. We supply the high-performance materials. But we partner with many low-pressure molding equipment vendors to optimize the process, consult on what is the best material for an application.
Okay, so there's a lot of material options, clearly, and multiple different equipment suppliers that manufacturers can choose. I think even also in some cases there are contract manufacturers that will provide this as a service if manufacturers don't want to invest in equipment themselves. So there's a lot of options. And I think it's also helpful on these podcasts to put the materials in some context for our listeners. So maybe you could talk specifically about some electronics or industrial applications where Technomelt has had some success.
Yes, Technomelt polyamides are used to overmold printed circuit boards, sensors, micro switches, cable connections like HDMI or USB ports, just to name a few examples. The hot melt material is also used in harsh conditions like the protection of LED circuit boards. A very famous application of this is San Francisco's Bay Bridge. Here, UV stability, salt, fog, and humidity resistance in combination with a long operating lifetime is needed. In combination with a cooling fluid or thermal conductive hot melt, Technomelt PA6773 Gray is used for high power charging devices of electrical vehicles to cool the contact area. For medical applications, we offer three hot melts tested according to ISO 10993. And these materials are sold under the Loctite brand name. A wearable pulse oximeter would be an application example.
Okay, that's very cool. A lot of excellent information there. And that is a really interesting tidbit about the San Francisco Bay Bridge. I will certainly look at it a bit differently the next time my travels take me to California. I think another important point is that the Technomelt materials are also sustainable, as I understand it. So if you compare them to like a potting process, for example, you don't need a housing, you don't have to cure them with an oven. So it eliminates the need for additional parts or for really high temperature processes. And also, unlike a lot of materials that have to be stored under refrigeration for like 6 months, you know, their shelf life is relatively short. Technomelt materials can be stored for up to 2 years. So they have a very long shelf life and they're largely bio-based, which means that a lot of their content is from renewable sources. And in Technomelt's case, that's really high. It's like 80% or something. So there are a lot of sustainable elements to the material too.
Yeah, that's correct. Technomelt polyamide materials are also not hazardous. They are volatile organic compound free and compliant with ROS and REACH regulation, which is critical in the EU.
Yeah, that's another important point. And I think for sure, human health and safety are always a concern in the EU and elsewhere, because manufacturers certainly want to protect the health and safety and well-being of their employees. So that's another important element in their sustainability factor. Other thing I always like on these podcasts, which is very important, is that Henkel is really in the business of enabling our customer success. So we're not here to try to push them toward one solution or another. There's a lot of options for protection, which we've talked about, podding, among others. And Tegnamelt is really just another important technology advantage in the portfolio.
That is absolutely right. We have a very broad protection portfolio, and I'd like to point people to Chris' podcast, where he mentions also the potting materials, and he has also written an article about this topic. Tegnamelt is for sure an excellent, cost-effective, and simple option, but it is not the only option we could offer.
Right. Very important. And I think another thing that I found really interesting, which our listeners may not know, is that Tegnamelt has been around for a very long time. I think like over 30 years or something since it was first invented. So it's clearly been an effective solution for several decades. But things change. So, you know, what are the trends in the industry that might be driving some innovation areas for Tegnamelt? And how is the technology evolving to address new capabilities and requirements?
For sure, Henkel is working to expand our product range according to customers' requirements. So innovation examples are the medical Loctite polyamides, which we already talked about, the thermally conductive material, hydrolysis-resistant grades, or materials with a stabilized burning behavior. In addition, we are working on products having a higher RTI, so a relative temperature index, being transparent, or having electrical conductivity.
Wow, that's a lot, and actually more than I expected you were going to say. But like most things in electronics, and in Henkel, frankly, the technology is definitely not standing still. There's some exciting developments underway, in addition to, of course, the proven materials that are already in the product range. And that's a really, really great overview. Thank you, Johan, for this enlightening chat and for introducing our listeners to Tegnamelt, or for some of our listeners who may already be familiar, expanding on what they already know.
Yeah, thanks to you. My pleasure, Laura.
And thanks also to you, our listeners. For more information about Tegnamelt and its many uses, visit henkel-adhesives.com. And we'll meet you back here for the next edition of The Power of Henkel.
The Power of Henkel.